All right, so a couple of podcasts ago, I talked about how my father wanted us to be a whole family again. And he said this Christmas Day. And of course, the whole room fell silent because that is a tall order at this moment in time. Let me go back to give you some context. I was getting a divorce and it caused some family strife. One of my brothers and my only sister through the incitement of my former sister-in-law, decided to disown me. That's the only way I can put it. We did not speak for 8 years. My parents, being the wonderful people that they are. My father is my king and my mother is my queen. There's no way around it. That is how I feel. So whenever I would go see my parents, my brother and sister would know so that they could decide for themselves, not to come over. And believe me, I didn't want to see them either because they sided with my ex-husband. Now, it's taken me a long time to learn this, that when you get divorced, it is best to stay out of it. Don't pick a side because it causes more problems. Stay neutral. Mind your business. It's not always easy to do when you really care about somebody. And this time around, my brother that I didn't speak to for 8 years was getting a divorce. It started about 2 years ago. And the man has apologized to me more than once. And I know that he means it. And I am okay with that. And let me back up a little bit again. I had a conversation with my son this past weekend because I was upset. And he is my voice of reason. My older son, my daughter calls him the little prince because he's mama's boy. We get along very well. My daughter and I have worked on our relationship together. We've worked on our relationship for the better. A lot of times kids don't understand why you do the things you do. And as children, at that time, I didn't feel the need to explain to them. I'm mom. But anyway, my son knew that this was going to happen. There was a picture on a social media site, and he knew it was going to cause problems. So the second my sister decided to side with again the in-law, I was like, this is some fucking bullshit. My youngest brother is Switzerland, and I don't blame him for that. He stayed out of it when I was getting divorced. He was like, that's my sister. I love her. And he was there for me many times when I needed him. He came a running. What can I help you with? What do you need? But he never picked a side. He was there for me, but he didn't pick a side. And so this past weekend, my dad, there's a lot going on, and I know. Here I am, just vomiting all this information. But I really do it to try and help people see all sides of a situation and why do we do the things we do. And for a second time, I was disowned. All right. A few months back, some family members had a baby shower. And because I am, what do they call that when you are banned from social media with somebody? My sister and my former sister-in-law, what is that called? I can't think of what it is, but they, say you don't get to be my friend anymore, which is fine. I don't care. Ban me. I don't give a shit. And I didn't know that they were going to be at the baby shower. And I'm not mad at my family members. They can invite whoever they want. I'm not in high school where if somebody I don't really particularly care for is there, I'm not going to say, what that we don't get along. So then why did you invite them? Wasn't my baby shower, or birthday party or whatever's going on. None of my business. I know how to ignore people. Believe me, I can walk right by you and not acknowledge you. So anyway, my sister was there. I was okay, and I put my arms out, and I was walking. One of my cousins was next to me, and she completely just ignored me. Walked on by, and I was like, okay. I get it. I understand. I thought that maybe for a split second she would acknowledge me, and my cousin was like, "Well, that was awkward." And I was like, "Okay, there's the nail. There is the nail." And then I saw my former sister-in-law. I was like, "Okay, I get it. All right, the big show. No problem. You have a new sister now, permanently." Like I said, she disowned me once before and sided with my ex-husband. And this time, she was actually put on the stand. My ex-sister-in-law decided to make her a character witness, and she testified against our brother. So here we come around again. You'd think she would have learned from the last time. Stay out of it. Now, with that being said, one brother, Switzerland, just, staying out of it. And then my sister siding with, again, ex-family member. My brother was alone. So I picked a side. And I picked my family. I picked my brother. My brother that disowned me for 8 years. And I think some people may wonder, after what he did to you, why would you side with him? Because I know when somebody's truly sorry, they don't do it again. They don't do it again. And that's, it came down to he had no one. And I made the decision to be there for him. And to have a sister testify against you in court. Like I said, this is all public record. Anybody can see this for themselves. And like I say, if I'm not lying, then you have nothing to say to me. As long as I'm not lying, you have nothing to say to me. So anyway, again, this past weekend there was a picture, and I go see my dad once a week, and it finally blew up. It blew up. I had to tell my dad that I could not help fulfill his wish of us being a family again. My father, who I love and I adore, and I go see once a week. My sister hasn't been around for the past year. And she comes over and it was just mayhem. And my father started to say, you know, hey, she came over for my birthday and brought me dinner. And what my brother heard is, what a good daughter I have. She is awesome. Look what she did. That's what my brother heard. And what I heard was, oh, look, she wants to be a part of this family again. Wasn't that nice of her? So with the same words, my brother and I heard two different things. Isn't that crazy? And it happens all the time within all families. And the reason I share this is because it's real. And it's happening. And when I was explaining to my dad, you know, don't hold any hope for this to happen. And he said, I know, your sister brought this upon herself. And you know, and my dad's not a stupid man. Like, he is not going to pick sides. He loves all of his children. And so it has to be painful to know that you're not going to have all your kids together again until he's gone. And we're there for the funeral. My dad is 75 years old. He just turned 75. And everything has to be separated because our family is torn apart because of the decisions everybody has made separately. And my brother brought this to my attention. Who is the common denominator in our family being torn apart again? If you've been listening to this and understanding what is going on, who is the common denominator? Ding, 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 ding. The Wicked Witch of the North. The ex-sister-in-law. Again. Okay? And again, I'm going to tell you, she got one of us. She got one. The weak one. Again, the weak one. I don't know how anybody could be proud of enlisting the help of the weak one. Not much there. Not much there. But we all have to recognize our strengths and our weaknesses in order to better ourselves. When I got divorced, I caused a lot of pain. I caused a lot of division. I caused a lot of unnecessary pain. And again, spent the better last of 10 years. I've spent over a decade understanding myself, and the choices and the decisions I make affect other people. So you're goddamn right when I think about what I do and what I say. I don't just spout off a lot of bullshit to stroke my own ego. It is to say, I've made mistakes and I've learned from them. Hence why when I put out a podcast, it's because I know I'm right. I don't need to lie to you. I never need to lie to you. I've learned that by telling the truth, I can live with that. Every day of my life, I can live with the truth. And I can maneuver myself around. I can walk away from a person, drop of a hat, not a problem. Because I was that awful person, I recognize it quickly. I know how to make decisions safely. I might have to take a little extra time to do some research and understand before I make a decision. But most times, because I've already been there, I understand the outcome. Hence why I try to make and do the best that I can for the better of everyone. Again, I know I'm not alone in this situation. There's a lot of people out there right now in pain because of somebody's lies, deceptions, manipulation, because you care about them, because you love them. It's in every family. I do not have a perfect family. I don't have a well-functioning family. Now, when I'm talking about my family, I'm talking about the people I grew up with, okay? And it's okay to say it's ugly right now. And I had to tell my dad, "Dad, you want me to love someone and be friends with and be accepting of someone who has disowned me not once, but twice. Disowned me twice. It only hurt the first time. Second time, it's on you. I can live with your decision. I'm okay." Now, it's fair to say she and I have never been close in our entire lives. Never. I remember my mom telling me a story many times as I was growing up. I'm the firstborn. When my sister was born 2.5 years later, my mom said, and she would tell this story to people, "I put all my toys in her crib." Because that was my sister. "I put all my toys in her crib to play with." And like I said, it only hurts the first time. But this time I'm hurting for my brother, who I personally can never side with someone who says it's okay to get their children to hate them. It's really unfortunate because of the Wicked Witch of the North, because she's mad, she brought up the divorce. "I want a divorce. I think we should divorce." He gives her the divorce, and she's still mad. And because she's mad, she wants the kids to be mad as well. That is the bottom line when it comes to this. Again, I share this because I know it's happening everywhere all the time. And it is time to change the narrative when it comes to kids. Children need both their parents. If someone has suckered you into helping them keep the kids from their father, shame on you. And I feel like I say this every podcast. But do not. Okay, maybe you have found yourself to be the accomplice in when somebody gets divorced, having to pick a side. You at any time can say, "I still love you as my friend, as my brother, as my sister, as whatever. But I can't help you anymore. I cannot be a part of the hate that you spew constantly about your ex. I can't do it anymore. That is not the type of person I want to be. And you can still choose to be their friend. But when they start the whole, oh, I hate that son of a bitch. Oh, that son, you know. Oh, God. You know what I'm talking about. You can walk away from that. And that is what I do. That is what I do. I walk away from people that are their own worst enemy. Because I don't want to be a part of that. That is not who I am. And I recognize my part in fanning the flames with somebody who tries to play the victim. With the choices that they made. You put yourself there. Wherever you are, you put yourself there. Whether it be good or bad. Those are the consequences. And if you find yourself going backwards, it's on you. You can still come back from that, but you would have to recognize you are your own worst enemy. And I know when people play the victim card, they're angry. I don't want any of that. That is why my circle is very small. Because it's about quality, not quantity of people that I have in my life. If you don't understand me or where I'm coming from or what I stand for, that's okay. That's your choice. You don't need to know me. I don't need to know you. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. I'm not mad about it. But I am passionate about doing the right thing once you figured out you're doing wrong. There are some people that will go down fighting, knowing they're wrong, but they got to take that stance. They're in too deep. That's what pride does. Your ego, hand in hand. Been there, done that. I understand it. Many a tear has been shed going, holy shit, I did this to myself. I did this to myself. And that was the first step towards growth. And it hurt. It was painful. Taking accountability and responsibility for the hurt that I put on people. The lies that I told to have people feel sorry for me. With growth comes pain. Growing pains. Walked away from a lot and started completely over with nothing. And little by little, I grew into my own. I watered myself. I took care of myself. And with that, I learned. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still participating in my own life. How many people can say that? Participating in your own life. I don't just show up. I do the work. And believe me when I say it's work. Growing. Taking care of yourself, reading, understanding, recognizing the red flags, and going the opposite direction. Ah, been there before. You ain't gonna catch me. Mm-mm. Too smart for you now. That's where you get the haters. We all have them. And it's learning to be okay with those people because they don't understand you. They're not there yet. They're not there where we are. When you are on the inside looking out versus the outside looking in. I was always in looking out because I was selfish, egotistical. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Me, myself, and I. That's all I knew. And it all came crashing down. There's consequences for my actions. I understand that. I realize it, and I own it. Again, there's a reason why I share what I share. If this reaches you, if it resonates with you, right this second is the time to start owning your life, being present, being accountable, showing up, and doing it in a way that makes you proud of yourself. That it starts from the inside coming out, the shine, the glowing, the happiness. Misery loves company. Misery loves company. Recognizing what you see, understanding what you see, and not fooling yourself, you can go a long ways with that. So that is my story for today. Because I want to be as transparent as I can that life isn't perfect. There is no perfect family. There is no perfect life. There's no such thing. It gets messy. It gets dirty. It can be shameful. But we can take that and be better for it.